Andy Mack is the commissioner of Alaska's Department of Natural Resources, which grants the miscellaneous land use permit needed by companies like Pebble to operate on state lands. This one, says Mack, was different than the rest of the thousands processed annually.
It's a very unique process. A lot of what we have done is new, including the requirement that a permit application like the one that we saw from Pebble last October would be subject to a public comment period.
That followed a lawsuit challenge brought by Nunapta Alukastai, which ended with a settlement that the public could weigh in on Pebble's state land use permit requests. DNR took in more than 2,000 comments last fall on this application.
Many of them were substantive, and many of them were Alaskan, and many of them were from the Bristol Bay region.
And many of the comments allege Pebble has left a mess at some past exploratory drill sites and that state regulators haven't been stringent enough. Mack is not saying that's the case, but the state did agree to add more inspections, added a $2 million bonding requirement, and shorten the length of time the permit will be issued.
Miscellaneous land use permits, or MLUPs, can be issued for as little as 1 year or for as long as 5 years. Based on the amount of interest and based on the need in our minds to be more proactive and get into the field and be looking at some of the concerns that were raised, we decided and we issued this permit for 1 year.
Groups opposed to Pebble say they did not get everything they were hoping for, but did cheer the administration for the stipulations that were attached to Pebble's 2017 permit.
This is really the state holding Pebble to a tighter standard, which they should.
Kim Williams is the executive director of Nunapta Alukastai. She and others like United Tribes of Bristol Bay and some sport fishing groups have voiced concern about prior lack of oversight and a rubber stamping of land use permits for the controversial project they say could threaten Bristol Bay's salmon habitat.
No, our state hasn't, I believe, held them to a standard of watching them and inspecting them and making sure that they go back in and close things up that are not supposed to be. You know, I mean, so it's good for us.
It's been several years since Pebble has done much more on their mining claims than what's called care and maintenance of the old exploration, but there are more than 1,300 boreholes from past work, some of which were identified as problematic during an independent inspection paid for by the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. Findings from that inspection were the basis for many of the public comments submitted to DNR. Pebble takes a different view of their operations, says company spokesman Mike Heatwall.
Many of the issues that were raised in the public comment window we take great exception to, primarily because the technical foundation for it was not very strong. We firmly believe that we're in compliance with the terms and conditions for the permit to operate out there. Our work is sound. We take our responsibility very seriously and we'll continue to do so.
DNR also acknowledged that there was no evidence that any of the concerns raised by the UTBB report amounted to violations of Pebble's permit. The company has already put up the $2 million performance guarantee now required by the state, and Heatwall says they will welcome the added state inspections and other changes as they push the project along.
We're looking forward to getting our summer work program on track, and we're committed to continuing to run a compliant operation. More than anything, it's good to have a permit in hand and ready to move forward.
Right now, the permit issued by the state does not authorize any new exploration at the Pebble claims, nor has the company yet requested that. However, in a press release issued Tuesday, Pebble CEO Tom Collier wrote that the company will be working this year to prepare the project for the permitting phase. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.